This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver International Airport is among the 40 airports that will see flight cuts starting tomorrow. Now the airport is asking the FAA for permission to pay their federal air traffic controllers directly. CPR's Molly Cruz.
Air traffic controllers have not been paid throughout the shutdown, so DIA is proposing they use airport revenue to pay air traffic controllers working there in order to avoid disruptions. They would then request a reimbursement from the federal government once the shutdown is over. The Federal Aviation Administration say they plan to reduce up to 10% of flights at high-traffic airports starting Friday. That could impact thousands of flights, particularly regional routes. Major airlines like Delta, United, and Frontier are already warning passengers of disruptions to travel. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A Western Colorado church was found guilty for allowing unhoused residents to camp on church property. A judge ruled today the Montrose United Methodist Church was guilty on 4 of 5 counts related to litter, nuisance, and zoning violations. The church has been in a lengthy legal fight with the city after allowing an unhoused camp on their property last winter. Church officials say they believe freedom of religion permitted them to do so. A sentencing hearing in the case has not been scheduled. And the Broncos are rocking their retro uniforms for tonight's game against the Las Vegas Raiders at home. Denver is currently sitting tied for the best record in the NFL. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.